Good morning and welcome to the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. This is Reverend Bob McLavey welcoming you to our time together. This morning we're going to have a more abbreviated message. This happens to be the Sunday that our congregation will be going to Sheeler Park, a beautiful setting outside of Floyd, Virginia, where we worship in God's creation, out in nature. We worship in a location that is surrounded by the beauty of God's creation. And so, as a part of our worship service there, we have a lot of music and a lot of fellowship. And I keep the sermon rather short. So this morning, my message is going to be shorter than usual. But hopefully it will be a message that still touches your heart. And I will also read a psalm this morning to help make up for the shortness of my message, a psalm that is very appropriate for the message that we will hear. So as we begin now to hear God's word, let us pray. Almighty God, we do bow humbly before you. We thank you for the way that you bless us. We thank you for the beauty of your creation that surrounds us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your teaching. And Lord, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to redeem us. And so, Lord, we pray now that you will open our hearts and our minds. Help us to hear your word. Help us to understand. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So as I mentioned, we're going to have a psalm this morning as well. It is, of course, one of the most familiar of all of the psalms. It is the 23rd psalm. It's most appropriate for the message that we will hear this morning. So hear now, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a beautiful psalm that is, one that we all know so well. And it talks about our Lord leading us as a shepherd. And he causes us to lie down in green pastures. He gives us that image of rest. And that leads me then to this morning's scripture passage and our message. So this morning I will be sharing with you from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. This is Jesus himself speaking to his disciples. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. So in this scripture passage that we just heard from the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus speaks what are among the most tender and appealing words he ever uttered. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. No wonder the common people heard him gladly. The first invitation is, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Notice to whom that invitation is addressed. He's speaking to us, to human beings. And if we're honest, he's very far from being complimentary. He likens us to oxen that are laboring under a yoke that chafes on our backs, and to oxen that are laden with the load that threatens to crush us. Jesus assumed that humankind is burdened, and I think we all agree that he knew very well what he was speaking about. Humankind is burdened. It was burdened then in the days that he walked the earth. And humankind is burdened today. There is, for example, the burden of our anxieties and our fears, of our temptations and our responsibilities, and of our loneliness. Yes, there is a burden of loneliness that is rampant in our world today. There is the sense that life has no meaning or purpose. And above all, there is the burden of our failures that are properly called our sins. Does our conscience never feel its guilt? Does our heart never bow down at the sense of shame? Have we never cried out, I can't take it anymore? If these things are not part of our experience, then I fear we shall never accept the invitation of Christ. It is the burdened that he invites to come to him. Jesus said in another passage, those who are healthy don't need a doctor, but only those who are sick. We come to him when we sense our spiritual sickness, when we sense our burdens. And the very first step to take toward Jesus Christ is a frank and humble admission that we need him. Nothing keeps people away from Jesus more than our arrogance and our unwillingness to acknowledge that we need him desperately. And what does Jesus offer with his invitation to the burdened? He offers to ease their yoke, lift their burden, give them rest, and set them free. Nobody else can do that but Jesus, for he is portrayed in the New Testament as the supreme burden bearer. He bore our burden when he died on the cross. Remember the New Testament words, "Behold the Lamb of God who lifts up and bears away the sin of the world." I could go on. Jesus is the sin bearer, the burden bearer. If we come to him, he will lift our burden from us. This is the very essence of the Christian good news. Almighty God loves us. In spite of our sin and guilt and rebellion, he loves us and came after us in Jesus Christ. He took our nature upon him, becoming a human being. He lived the perfect life of love. He had no sin of his own, for which atonement was necessary. In that God-forsaken darkness of the cross, Jesus endured the condemnation that we deserve. And if we come to Him, He will lift the burden and give us rest, full and free forgiveness, together with a new birth and a new beginning. You know, some people try to make it so complicated. They become engrossed in the externals of religion. They come to church. They come to share the Lord's Supper. They come to be baptized. They come to a pastor to seek counsel. They come to the Bible and read it. They come to everything and everybody, perhaps except the one who invites them to come, Jesus Himself. It is possible to come to all of those other things and never come to Christ Himself. So friends, don't stumble over the simplicity of His invitation. And Jesus' second invitation is this: take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. I marvel at the balance of the Bible. The Christian life is not just taking it easy and enjoying rest. When we come to Christ, He first eases our yoke, and then He fits His yoke upon us in its place. He not only lifts our burden, but He places His burden upon us instead. And yet there are too many of us who want to rest without the yoke. We want to lose our burden, but we don't want to gain Christ's. Nevertheless, the two invitations of Jesus belong together, and we have no liberty to pick and choose between them. So what is the yoke of Jesus? Well, you know, a yoke is a horizontal wooden bar that is laid on the necks of oxen. The Jews spoke of the yoke of Torah, that is, the yoke of the law, because in the Old Testament, a yoke is a symbol of submission to authority. What Jesus meant when He said, "Take My yoke upon you," He explains by adding, "and learn from Me." To take upon us the yoke of Christ is to enter His school, to become His disciple, to regard Him not only as our Savior, but as our Lord and Teacher, which includes submitting our minds and wills to His Lordship, bringing every part of our life under His sovereign control. And does that sound hard? Well, you know, it really isn't. It's the way of liberation. Because the burden we lose when we come to Christ is heavy, but the burden we gain when we come to Christ is light. And what Jesus is inviting us to do in coming to Him and learning from Him is to find the way of freedom. Jesus describes Himself as humble and gentle in heart. You have nothing to fear. He is a patient, gentle teacher, and He lays upon us an easy yoke and a light burden if we will but come to Him. Did you notice that although there are two invitations, the promise attached to the two invitations is exactly the same? Jesus says, "Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, and you will find rest for your souls." Freedom is not found in discarding the yoke of Christ. It's found in losing our burden. It's not found in discarding His authority. It's an amazing truth that freedom is found under the yoke of Christ. This is one of the great paradoxes of the Christian life. Under his yoke, we find rest. Through service, we find freedom. And when we lose ourselves in loving, we find ourselves. And when we die to our self-centeredness, we begin to live. To the glory of a living Christ. Amen. Friends, this morning we're going to have a beautiful song prepared by Alan Vest. This is In His Time, a song written by Diane Ball, this morning arranged and performed by Alan Vest. Here is In His Time.
Town that
Our thanks to Alan for that great song. Friends, as we are gathering on this Sunday at Schiller Park, as we are worshiping our Lord in God's creation, we will be sensing the peace and the rest that comes through a relationship with Jesus. And so I encourage all of you to pause for a moment this coming week and remember these words of Jesus himself. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Yes, in a burdened world, let us turn to Jesus for rest. Have a wonderful week ahead, and thank you for listening.